hoping for safe passage. I'm Pam Puzo, Fox News. Another attempt at evacuations in a besieged Ukrainian city.
Despite the scaling back of Russian forces in the north, it is a very, very different story in the eastern part of the country in Mariupol. Russian forces blocking humanitarian aid organizations from making any rescues in the last 2 days, where roughly 100,000 people remain trapped. Only 6,000 have made it out.
Fox's Alex Hogan. Pope Francis says he may visit the Ukrainian capital. While speaking in Malta, he blasted what he called infantile and destructive aggression. Russian leader Vladimir Putin has been labeled a war criminal by an attorney who oversaw war crimes investigations in Rwanda, Syria, and the former Yugoslavia. Carla Del Ponte, who was the chief prosecutor for the International Criminal Court, tells a Swiss newspaper she's been shocked to see mass graves and the destruction of entire towns. The situation at the southern border will be changing next month, making it more difficult to turn away asylum seekers.
Senator Joe Manchin said we are nowhere near prepared to deal with that influx. Senator Mark Kelly saying this is the wrong decision. And Senator Kyrsten Sinema says it shows a lack of understanding about the crisis at our border. Now, Title 42 is a COVID-related public health order started during the Trump administration that authorized the quick expulsion of migrants. The CDC announced yesterday that Title 42 will be lifted on May 23rd. And the White House says that gives them some time.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. 1 in 13 people in the UK are believed to have been infected with COVID over the past week, and hospitalizations are going up. All virus restrictions were scrapped in late February in Britain. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Extensive cleanups are underway in the south after a spate of destructive storms, and the threat isn't over.
More severe weather coming again this week. It'll be the third week in a row where we've got some severe weather that's going to break out across parts of the south. We're having a very active season. This was the most tornadoes in March since the year 2000, so 22 years.
Fox meteorologist Rick Reichmuth. At least two people in the Florida panhandle were killed by twisters this week. Severe storms also targeted Alabama, Mississippi, Arkansas, Tennessee, Missouri, and Texas. Virginia's two senators are hoping to muzzle a dog breeding operation in their state.
Senators Mark Warner and Tim Kaine are calling on Animal and Plant Health Inspection Service to suspend the license of Envigo in Cumberland, Virginia. The lawmakers say four inspections at the dog breeding facility over 9 months found 73 violations. They wrote in a letter that Envigo saw over 300 puppy deaths attributed to unknown causes, and the facility didn't take steps to prevent similar deaths. Warner and Kaine also said there were instances of euthanasia being performed without a sedative. The company hasn't commented yet. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Unbelievable loyalty from a dog in California.
A California hiker who was missing for a couple of weeks was found dead in Los Angeles's Griffith Park Thursday night. 29-year-old Oscar Alejandro Hernandez had been reported missing March the 16th. His cause of death is still being investigated. However, Hernandez was not found alone. His dog, King, stayed with Hernandez for the entire period from the time he died until the time the body was discovered.
Fox says Kevin Yaretsky, the animal was emaciated but alive. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.